Welcome, everyone, to the next episode of Provo City School District's What's Up with the Soup podcast. I am Superintendent Wendy Dow. I hope everyone is having a wonderful Thanksgiving break. In celebration of the season, we asked several individuals around the district what they are grateful for. We hope you will enjoy listening in and taking a moment to reflect on the things we can all be thankful for. But first, let's review our updates. Timview High School is spreading holiday cheer with two ways to give back this season. First, by donating essential snacks like granola bars, water bottles, and macaroni and cheese cups to the district's food pantry, or second, by selecting a gift tag from their Sub for Santa Angel Tree. Each Angel Tree tag represents one gift for a local individual ranging from $5 to $20 and can be picked up in room N, as in Nancy, 232, or during Timview's holiday events throughout December. There is one policy for review on our district website. Go to provo.edu. Click on Policies, Forms, and Documents. You can click on Review Draft Policies here. Right now, you will see a draft of Policy 4066, which updates our testing procedures. We have reached that time of year where we need to be prepared for inclement weather to possibly affect our school days. Please view the inclement weather procedures on the district website. A quick summary of the inclement weather policy includes, first, by 7 o'clock p.m., the district will formally announce if we are shifting to a two-hour late start for the following morning. Second, if a two-hour late start is announced, it automatically puts into place a below-bench pickup for those affected neneighborhoods. Three, if by 7 o'clock p.m., there is indication that travel will be impacted for the entire following school day, an at-home learning day may be called. Finally, if for some reason by morning there is so much snowfall or if it is continuing to snow and predictions suggest that it will not stop in time for buses to travel safely by 5:30 a.m., we will call for an at-home learning day. Directions for accessing below-bench pickup locations are outlined in the inclement weather procedures on the district website. The district has started the process of selecting the school year calendar for the 2026-2027 school year. Based on past survey results and feedback received from parents and employees, the district has altered this process going forward. Please visit the district website or check your email to learn more information, view the three calendar options, and vote for your preferred choice. The school board is considering three options for use of the Old Dixon Middle School site and would love to hear your feedback. Please visit the district website to learn information about the options and to complete a feedback form. We have two opportunities for parents and community members to be involved with Provo City School District. One is a Citizens Connections Committee, which will meet and provide feedback to the Board of Education on a variety of topics. The second committee is a Parent Advisory Committee for parents of current students within our schools. The purpose of this committee is for district leadership to understand the challenges and concerns that our students have as they attend our schools so that we can problem solve with you on how to make our schools welcoming spaces for all. If you would like to serve on either of these committees, please complete the application that has been emailed to all parents and can be found on our district website. The next school board meeting will be a study session and business meeting on Tuesday, December 10th. Please look for more information to be posted on the district website as we get closer to the date. Continue watching for my weekly video casts in your email every Monday. These video casts provide one place for you to learn about important things happening across the district. Every Thanksgiving, I always look forward to the opportunity to reflect on what I am grateful for. My family, my grandchildren, a fantastic career in education where I get to help kids and teachers and everyone that works in our district. I'm grateful that I live in the United States of America. There's just so many different things. And sometimes those things are just really simple. Sometimes you're just really grateful that somebody let you merge into the freeway lane that particular day, and it makes your day. We are tremendously blessed in Provo City. We have an incredible community. We have a very giving community. And so today on this episode, I wanted to talk with some individuals around the district to find out what they're grateful for this holiday season, because I think it will speak volumes about what our city is really about, what our school district is really about, and the heart of what it means to be here in Provo.
I'm Cheryl Bird. I'm a custodian and a substitute teacher. What I'm grateful for is Wasatch Elementary. It's the best school in the land, my coworkers, and all the awesome students here.
This is Cheryl Toffer, and I work in student services. And I am so grateful for being here in Utah. The beauty that surrounds us is breathtaking every day. I'm also grateful for my beautiful family. And I cannot go without expressing my appreciation for my coworkers, of whom I appreciate and love and can't wait to see every day.
I'm Tammy Horger. I'm the Director of Child Nutrition. I'm really grateful for all of our lunch managers who work so hard to make Thanksgiving dinner day amazing. They prepare for a week ahead of time to make sure they have everything they need, and it is just incredible. The kids love it, and we are just so grateful for the spirit that they bring of just gratitude and wanting to make things incredible, and they do. We're grateful for that.
I'm Debbie Fang. I work for Provo City School District, and I am grateful for the department I work for and all the wonderful managers I get to work with and all the wonderful stuff that they do in the schools and how they make the best food to keep the kids happy and feel welcome and feel like they're at home when they're away from home.
My name is Jana Hart, and I am a teacher at Wasatch Elementary. I'm grateful for my students who are come to school every day ready to learn and desire to grow and be better humans. I'm also grateful for my school community as we prepare to move to our new building in a couple of months. We've come together and really supported each other as we go through this big move.
Hi, this is Melanie Shelley, and I work at the district office in the HR. I am very grateful for the career I have had here.
Hi, my name is Michelle Walker. I work at the district office in HR, and I am very grateful for all of the people that I've met throughout the years that I've worked here.
Hi, my name is Shauna Boyack. I'm from Wasatch Elementary. I'm an art teacher and an intervention coordinator, and I'm grateful for the spirit the students bring into the school. When I'm here in the summer, it feels empty, but when they come back, it feels like it's alive again. I'm grateful for the students.
I am Karen Bjornson. I am a custodian at Wasatch Elementary, and I'm grateful for all of the students and teachers and the front desk workers and Jeannie.
My name is Alexander. I'm thankful for playing with my friends.
I'm Bennett Eyert. I go to Centennial Middle School, and I'm grateful for my teacher, Mr. Tsai, because he's a fun teacher.
My name is Brian, and I'm a senior at Provo High. And I am thankful for our teachers, our lunch ladies, our janitors, especially our janitors. They always do so much for us, and I feel like they're just neglected every day. We don't give them enough love. I feel like most of the time, we aren't aware of how privileged we are. And yeah, I'm just thankful for those people.
My name is Camilla. I like science and math.
I'm Champshanek from Centennial Middle School. I'm thankful to have a school where we have classes that we can pick whatever we want to do and explore our interests.
I'm thankful for being at school.
My name is Rose. I go to Franklin Elementary. I'm thankful for my family and my friends.
My name is Heather Wrigley from Rock Canyon Elementary. I am so grateful for my students and the ability I have every day to watch them grow and find reasons why they love learning and just get to be a part of their learning experience.
I'm Hillary Brown at Franklin Elementary, and I'm the PE teacher. I am grateful for the staff community that we have and also the kids. They're really improving on their control.
Hi, I'm Holly Harris. I'm an instructional assistant at Timpanogos Elementary. I am thankful for all the staff and teachers and administration at Timpanogos. Is such a positive place to work, and always thankful for all the cute kids too.
I'm Joseph Flumel. I'm the Rover head custodian for Provo School District. I work in all the schools, and I'm grateful for all the amazing employees and the students.
My name is Cami Alvarez. I am the principal of Provo High School. I am thankful for students, especially the students who are struggling with various things in their lives, who come to school each day and work hard to find success and bring more opportunities to their lives.
My name is Lynn Harrington. I work at Rock Canyon Elementary and teach third grade. I am so grateful for my colleagues. They make my job wonderful. I'm grateful for the students and parents in our school, and I am grateful for our wonderful principal.
Hi, my name is Meg Sandberg, and I go to Centennial. I'm grateful for all the fun electives that they have here.
Okay, my name is Mercedes McGrath. I'm the registrar at Timpanogos Elementary, and I'm so glad to work for a school and an educational and help families and giving something to the community.
I'm grateful for my family.
Hello, my name is Valeria.
My name is Shelby.
And we go to Centennial Middle School.
And we're grateful for our friends,
family,
and the teachers
in our school. Yeah.
Thank you for joining me for this episode of What's Up with the Soup. As always, all episodes will be posted on the district website, YouTube, and anywhere you get your podcasts. If you have any topics or questions you would like us to discuss on the podcast, please email us at podcast@provo.edu. Don't forget to join us again next week when we are back with an all-new episode of What's Up with the Soup. Have a great week, everyone.